Okay. We need a smile, and we have one. You have probably heard about 106-year-old Virginia McLaurin, who got to meet President and Mrs. Obama at the White House.
I would never live to get in the White House. You are here, I tell you.
We are happy to have you.
Oh, my president.
Look at him. Yay! Right there.
And I'm here to celebrate Black history.
Celebrating Black history. Miss McLaurin is known in Washington as Grandma Virginia for her work volunteering with disabled kids in the UPO Foster Grandparent Program. The program's director, Cheryl Christmas, joins us as well. Grandma Virginia, you had quite a day.
I didn't think I would ever live to see a Black president. I didn't think I would ever live to get into the White House.
You know, this started a while back. Grandma is one of almost 200 volunteers in our program. And under President Obama's first inauguration, I provided them all with copies of the front page of newspapers around the world. And the response that I saw from these people ages 55 to 105, it started the spark. And then when Grandma was nominated for the Women's Hall of Fame in D.C., I said, what else would you like, Grandma? She said, I want to meet the president. She represents herself as well as the other 200 volunteers.
I'll say. Virginia, born in 1909 to a sharecropping family, married at the age of 14, widowed with two children just 3 years later. Wow. Yes.
Well, I don't remember my real daddy. He died when I was very young, I guess about a year old. My mom remarried again because she had 11 children.
Wow.
And my mother said, well, you know your book so well, I'm going to let you go to school at 5, but tell the teacher you're 6. So I went to school that Monday morning. The teacher said, oh, we got a new student. Says, how old are you, little girl? I says, I'm 5, but my mom told me to tell you I was 6.
Well, you know, I was thinking that slavery ended in the U.S. in 1865. You must have known people who were there at the tail end.
Yes. It was rough for us. So many nights we went to bed with cornbread and buttermilk. We didn't have anything else to eat then. And we couldn't go in the white man restaurant, and they would sell us what we want from the back door.
And here you are walking in the front door of the White House.
Yes. That's, I tell them I feel like I've been a bird in a cage. And they let me out. And I just feel like I have my freedom.
Yeah. And talk to us about the volunteer work that you do.
Yes.
How important is that for you to now turn around and help children?
I love it. I always in my life to love children. And it keeps me young. I talk to them, I play with them, I tell them stories. I want to teach them to love and be nice to people.
Cheryl, Christmas, what do you see happen when older people are grandparenting younger people?
Grandma represents, I think, for all of us that have gotten to know her, possibilities. And these seniors have gone through menial tasks, lower employment, have experienced so many things that poverty brings on. But one thing shines through. Education is the key to economic self-sufficiency. So the Foster Grandparent Program seeks to match the wealth of information, the wealth of love that these seniors have with children in these circumstances.
And I guess, Virginia, now you see there are possibilities,
yeah.
Even though there's hardship. Do you ever wish, oh, I wish I'd been born now?
I wish I had. I always tell the kids, you are so lucky.
Well, Virginia McLaurin, you're 106, but your 107th birthday is on
yes.
March 12th.
Yes.
You met President Obama. You went to the White House.
Yes.
What else is on your list?
Well, I just want to live humble. I just say, well, I look like I've seen everything, and my wish have come true. If I died the day of tomorrow, I would be happy. where every day would be like Sunday.
Well, Virginia McLaurin, I have a feeling you're not going anywhere for a while. And can we wish you a happy birthday in advance?
Thank you.